somewhere to live, help with money, a shoulder to cry on. Many of us still need this kind of support from our mums and dads into our mid or even late 20s. Now, though, charities are asking why many young people leaving care get their support cut at 21. Care leavers are a vulnerable group, they say, and legally, the government takes the place of their mums or dads. Here's Newsbeat's Dave Howard.
7-month-old Jensen with his 20-year-old mum, Jamie Lee, in Warwickshire. She was taken into care aged 9. Like nearly 90,000 UK children in care, the government took the legal role in Jamie's life that a mum or dad would have for most other people. Now she's 20 and a mum herself, she lives with Jensen's dad and gets help from a grandma. But, she says, her government-funded support worker is still vital.
Filling forms in, cooking, budgeting, everything that a parent would do for somebody that lives in a stable home, an advocate would do for a young person in a vulnerable situation.
In September, she turns 21, and funding for that worker will stop.
You just hit rock bottom.
It's already happened to 23-year-old Scott.
All you have is what you're left with, which quite often is a very, very small flat, no qualifications and no job, and you've got no mum and dad, and that's what you're sitting there thinking of.
It's actually quite sad, especially when you rely on that person. To imagine that not there is... it's hard. Could you imagine your mum and dad not being there?
Care leavers not in work or training, like Jamie Lee, lose support at 21. A group of 7 charities, though, says the cut-off in England should be raised to 25. They say that's more in line with the age non-care leavers can expect help from their mums or dads, say. They also say those who want to should be allowed to stay with their foster carers until they're 21. It might sound expensive when we're always hearing there's no government money. The charities, though, say it would help keep vulnerable people out of jail and mental health wards, so would be cheaper in the long run.
I'm Anne-Marie Carey. I'm the chief executive of Barnardo's. They can end up in prison more, they can end up on the streets more, and sadly the suicide rates amongst these young people are much higher.
Around the garden like a teddy bear.
The charities say they're raising this now as there was no mention of help for care leavers in ministers' plans set out yesterday in the Queen's speech. The Department for Education, though, say they're working with local authorities to improve care leavers' support and that they'll say more about this soon.
Basically, if they're not going to have that support there, there's going to be a really big chunk missing.
You can watch a video of Jamie Lee talking more about that story at Newsbeat Online.
This is BBC Newsbeat.